What's wrong, Apollo?
I hate getting mic'd for this. Some crewman hustles over with, "Oh, excuse me, Sir Godliness, and this'll be quick, and sorry for touching your silk shirt, I didn't mean it." And then, boom, my ensemble is promptly ruined with this clip-on microphone.
Well, I know just the ailment for your predicament.
I doubt it. I'm going to have to steam the wrinkles out of this shirt.
Well, I know your birthday is coming up.
It's only the best day ever. What about it? Did you get me something? Oh, please tell me you didn't get me more books like last year.
I thought you would enjoy them. How was I supposed to know?
They were encyclopedias, Athena.
Yeah, special edition encyclopedias. No matter. I refrained from getting you more books, but I do have a present for you.
Oh, goody. What is it? A pretty pony?
Close, but no. Apollo, meet Gregomedes, or Greg for short.
Are you aware of the fact that you've just given me a bird and not a pretty pony?
Oh, it's not just any bird. It's an owl. You know, I made them.
Yes, you created owls. We know. Athena did.
No, not who. Who?
You did. Athena. Ugh, let's just get on with the show.
He'll grow on you, I promise. But yes, on with the show. Oh, Hermes.
Straight from the fluffy white clouds overhead, deep behind the pearly gates, it's the Mount Olympus Radio Hour, the only show in the multiverse where the gods themselves speak to you, measly mortals. Now, without further ado, it's everyone's favorite duo, the gods of poetry and strategy. It's Apollo and Athena.
From the mountain of the gods, Athena and Apollo host a radio show.
To the radio hour, mortals, nymphs, and satyrs alike.
Before we get started, we'd like to thank our sponsors. Horses, neigh, neigh! When's the last time you heard about a famous horse? The world is in desperate need of the next Seabiscuit, Seattle Salute, or Secretariat. So hurry up and get yourself a horse now. Brought to you by the God of the Sea and the pretty ponies themselves, Poseidon! And our second sponsor of the night, proper nail hygiene. If you keep your cuticles trimmed and use extra soap between your toes, you can escape the newest lesser god, Jeff, patron god of hangnails.
These sponsorships get stranger every week.
Jeff may be a new god, but he sure is feisty. He just won't leave me alone. The other day, the both of us were playing tug of war.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I just kept pulling and pulling, but he wouldn't get off.
Today, we have a very special guest of a very high reputation. In fact, he's almost like a next-door neighbor. Please help me welcome the Aztec god of the sun, Tonatiu.
Greetings. Thank you both for having me on the show today. Your Mount Olympus is very different from my Iluikat Tonatiu.
Oh my goodness, bless you.
He didn't sneeze. Oh, sometimes you're slower than a turtle in heat. Tonatiu, you're talking about the third heaven of the Aztecs, right?
Yes. With Greeks, there is one Mount Olympus, the only home of the gods. With Aztec beliefs, however, there are 13 heavens. Mine, Iluikat Tonatiu, is where the sun rises. It's my home.
You get a place all to yourself? How luxurious! I am constantly being bothered by my siblings and cousins here. It's a drag.
Some might say it's luxurious, yes.
I said it's luxurious just a second ago. I did!
I believe it is the owl speaking.
Well, He should stop asking all these unnecessary questions. If he'd just listen.
Oh, God.
Hey, Apollo, do you ever think we are just different versions of the same person?
No, sorry. There is only one magnificent me, and you're looking at him.
He's right, Apollo. You are both gods of the sun. However, you both also represent very different symbols.
Oh, yeah? I've got healing, poetry, and music. What you got, Tenatsu?
I'm the sun god, though I can represent multiple things. You see, every day I live an entire life cycle, meaning every sunrise I am born, and every sunset I die. So some could say I represent death, or mankind, mortality, the like. To some, I represent aggression and war. To others, I am more kind and shy. It depends.
Absolutely fascinating.
It sounds so subjective.
Like art, right?
Ugh, do not compare his mood swings to art. That's my thing.
I would never take credit for your art. Just like I shouldn't take credit for every sun, now that I think about it.
Excuse me?
Aztecs believe in the existence of multiple suns. I am the god of the fifth sun.
Oh, you poor thing. You must be confused. There is only one sun. I'm the god of it.
Just because I don't believe exactly what you do does not mean I am inherently wrong. I can't even imagine the confusion mortals feel listening to this very episode. Religion is a very confusing topic.
Oh, we could sit and talk about religious philosophy for hours on end, and I would not complain.
She really wouldn't. She's a nerd like that.
Why would you call your sister a nerd?
I'm the goddess of wisdom. Some labels you simply can't escape. Anyway, I'm curious to know what it is you'd like to talk about.
Right. You see, there is a lot going on in the world right now. I've heard many mortals say that the year 2020 is a terrible, horrible year. I can't say I disagree with them.
Well, this got depressing.
All I'm saying is, it has been a very difficult year on Earth. However, we are in a very unique position here, aren't we?
Why do you talk so officially, like you're a news anchor or something?
I talk officially too!
Yeah, but I'm used to your dull, flavorless speech. I expect more from a sun god. The sun's too spicy for a boring patron.
You're actually onto something, Apollo. See, sitting in this room right now are three gods of two different cultures and sets of beliefs. In many ways, we're building a bridge between our two ways of life, just by being in the same room.
How did I not think of it this way? We can be an example to the humans.
My thoughts exactly. You know, you're very clever, Athena.
I know, right? Boring! Tenatsu, I don't know how important gods in your culture are, but for us, the mortals are absurdly lucky to be able to hear us at all. We could literally talk about anything we wanted. You're right. We should talk about poetry.
I would like to get to that, actually. But first, to the mortals at home. I know times are difficult. I know it is easy to feel alone in the midst of all this struggle. But please, remember, you are more than your nationality, beliefs, and race. You are human, just like everyone else.
Just because we are gods of a different pantheon does not mean one of us is above the other.
You are humans. It is important that you band together and lift others up, not tear them down. Just because your neighbor has different cultural or religious practices than you does not mean you are more superior or that they are wrong. The world needs you to band together and spread acceptance rather than ignorance.
You talk about this stuff like you actually know something. It makes me sick.
Actually, I do have quite a bit of experience. Do you mind if I give a brief history lesson?
Please do!
Fine, but if you want me to pay attention, I'm going to need some music.
Actually, lucky for you, your birthday present was trained in smooth jazz. Gregomedes, where'd you fly off to?
When Spanish conquistadors took over the Aztec Empire, our temples were destroyed. Our people were forced to assimilate to Christianity, and our culture was erased. I believe it was a lack of empathetic understanding. All they saw in my peoples was a lifestyle they did not understand. But unfortunately, that ignorance was all it took. Now you two, being Greek gods, might be able to relate to me here. Yes, Aztec and ancient Greek history is still taught and discussed. But followers of our cultures are very rare. Do you understand now, Apollo?
Oh boy, do I understand. You'd think being as sexy as I am, Mount Olympus would have more mortals bowing down.
Unfortunately, our tactics have come down to your level of attractiveness. It saddens me.
Don't turn on me, Greg.
Now, Apollo, since we're both sun gods, and because I am in your domain for this radio show, I didn't want to be a rude guest. I wrote you a haiku to show you my respect for all you've done for the mortals. And for your birthday.
Wait, really? You wrote me a haiku? That's my favorite kind of Japanese poem.
Oh, Tonatiuh, how kind.
The gold sun rises. Music flourishes about. Pure happiness blooms.
You want to know what I have to say to that? I am Apollo, and you're the god Tonatiuh. I don't hate your guts.
Apollo, that is the kindest thing you have ever said to a guest on this show.
I've got more where that came from. Aztecs are so cool. I would like to learn some more. Could you please teach me?
I'd be happy to. In fact, I've also brought a gift for Athena.
Oh, you really didn't have to.
Here is the marigold. The flower I created for the Aztecs.
Oh, would you look at that? I feel another haiku coming on. Marigold fever, sunny orange and small petals from the fifth sun's god.
That's lovely. You know, the fifth sun is technically the current sun that we know and love each morning.
Oh, interesting. All I know is that I created the sun. Maybe I created the fifth sun.
You and me both, buddy.
Thank you for joining us tonight, Tonatiuh. And thank you for the marigold. It is beautiful. You know, I admire you. You remind me what us gods should be doing for our mortals, setting an example for them to follow. We're truly lucky to have you as our neighbor.
Thank you very much. I'm just as lucky to have you. And Apollo, stay fierce, will you?
Oh, look at us. We're like buddies. You stay sunny and sweet, okay?
Okay. And if you ever need any sun-related help, maybe we can put our expertise together sometime, yeah?
That would be splendid. It would be a whole production. I can see it now. This summer solstice, two worlds collide in a never-before-seen epic adventure to do something with the sun.
Sounds fun.
Oh, it'll be more than fun. It'll be standing ovation worthy. Exactly.
We'd like to once again thank our sponsors. Are you unsure of what your next favorite animal should be? Are you hesitant at which creature to visit at the zoo? Consider owls, brought to you by me. If sweet Gregomedes wasn't good advertising, I don't know what is.
You got me, Greg, just to advertise your creation? Athena did! Oh, for the love, Athena did! Ugh, worst birthday present ever!
And last but not least, how's that quarantine garden going? Need a little fertile soil to get the ambition flowing? Consider calling Demeter, goddess of manure-loving plants.
Tonatiuh, bring Hermes in with me, won't you?
Of course.
Oh, Hermes!
Thank you for joining us on the show tonight. We impart upon you the will to give back to your community. Be kind to your neighbor this week and unhinge your biases. From everyone here in the radio show studio tonight, Apollo, Athena, Tonatiuh, and me, your announcer Hermes, we send our warmest regards from the Mount Olympus Radio Hour.
Katie?
Yes.
This is your third script. How'd you feel about it?
I felt good about it. I just, you know, since this was The last one before I go off to school, I just kind of wanted it to be fun and lighthearted and, you know.
Well, I think it was that. I thought all of you did such a great job with it.
Oh, thank you.
And when you go back to Hope College, what are your, did you get all planned this summer? Did something happen to you during the summer that got you ready or what?
Well, you know, this summer has been really interesting because it hasn't been exactly the summer I originally envisioned, but it is a summer that I'm thankful for. Because I kind of got to get back in touch with my younger self.
Yeah.
I used to have quite the affinity for mythological creatures. And this summer I've kind of used that old love that I had for mermaids and vampires like to start my first novel.
Oh, that's great. And what's that? What's that entitled?
It's called Cora, which is the name of the main character. It's not finished yet, but I'm like 4 chapters away.
Okay. Will there be a way somebody can read that novel?
Well, the first draft is currently on Wattpad, which is a website.
For those of you who want to get on Wattpad.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's a terrific. How about you, Levi? What are you doing? You're getting ready for summer, and did you have an interesting summer?
Yeah, I had a really good summer. I was like a lot like Katie with my creative endeavors. I've had a guitar sitting in my room for like 4 or 5 years, and I finally learned how to play some songs. So that was really nice. I got in touch with my poetic side, which I hadn't experienced before. And I got some good starts on some plays that I've been writing and got close to finishing a couple. So it's been a fairly productive summer.
Boy, you have all been diligent, diligent. And Jacob, so what have you been doing this summer?
For a long time, I've been planning to like get into voice acting work and stuff like that. I'd been pretty nervous for a long time to start it. But luckily I had Katie here help me get into this, and this is where it starts. I'm really excited.
That was a ridiculously great job of voice acting you did right there, Tanachu. Is that your first time of trying a voice like that?
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever done a voice like that. I had like these notions before we started that it'd be like a big, powerful god, but Tanachu's more like just a regular guy. It's pretty fun.
Okay. Well, that's so great. Well, it was a joy working with all of you, Katie, with all your plays, and Levi, we got to work with you 3 times, and Jacob, this was a wonderful summer for me. It was a great opportunity to. The only thing, we had to move the studio upstairs and put glass up everywhere, but other than that, it was a lot of fun, so thanks for doing that. And up next, we have Kevin Scott Jr.
With support from Judith Robber and Tom Kapusinskas, Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.